Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, everyone interested in studying the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran with our one and only, always fasting, Sheikh Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much for being with our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are on chapter 19. We've arrived on verse 88. So let's listen to verses 88 of chapter 19 onwards, and then we'll be back for today's discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا.
And they say, the most merciful has taken for himself a son.
لقد جئتم شيئا إذ
You have done an atrocious thing. The heavens almost rupture therefrom. And the earth splits open, and the mountains collapse in devastation. That they attribute to the Most Merciful a son.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 88 and onwards from chapter 19, chapter Mary, of the Quran. So let's start from the top, Sheikh Habib. And they say, the compassionate has taken a child. It's very interesting that the verse that uses this particular word, taken. Can you please explain that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Now, first of all, I want to make this clear. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about here? وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. In this verse precisely, reading the verses before it and the ones that come after it, it might be meant the mushrikeen Quraysh that believed that the angels were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the interpreters state that no, اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا means all of them. The mushrikeen that believed that the angels were the daughter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Azzatu Lillah, or that Uzair was the son of Allah, or that Jesus was the son of God. Now, I want to make this clear, that there are two understandings to this saying, son of God. Either that son, illegitimate son, you know, like how you have a son and I have a son, that meaning. And the second meaning that no, out of high prestige, out of high respect, this person is so high that he has become the son of God, that he has a connection with Allah as his son. Now, it is different. There is a debate whether there were Jews or Christians that believed in the first meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, you know, like how me and you had a son, right? Yalid wa yulad. And, or rather, it's like how today's Jews and today's Christians, as I've seen personally, they see that they believe that Jesus was so high and so prestigious that he's the son of God. That Uzair was so high and so prestigious because he revived the Torah, he is the son of God, meaning that he has this high connection, this close connection. And that is something that has been mentioned in Tafsir al-Askari, Tafsir al-Mansub al-Imam al-Askari, that has been attributed to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, saying about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he narrates a story about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which we'll talk about inshallah after the break.
Okay, we'll continue that discussion after the break. Don't go away, we'll be back in a few moments.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 88 and onwards from chapter 19, chapter Mary. And it's about people who claim that God subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a child. Particular about this word taken here. When this verse was revealed, it wasn't the first time that such claims had been made. Some people said that Jesus has reached such a higher rank that he's become the Son of God. Some people have talked about Uzair. And you were discussing how this is something that has been created and it's supposed to show how highly revered or how high position someone is.
Yeah, so I personally believe that we should keep both the meanings of Son of God in our minds. And both of them are impossible. Both of them are not to happen. Both of them will not happen. And usually the Jews, they make fun of us Muslims and use it as a misconception and state that your Quran is wrong in understanding our beliefs. So how is your religion righteous? Why? Because they state that we don't say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a legitimate son, like how we have sons. No, we say that the Uzair is such a high son. We are the sons of God. Why? Because we are such of high status. And they state that you are false for this. But the fact of the matter is that, no. Who stated that this is the interpretation that the Prophet ﷺ put forward? Rather than the story that I was talking about before the break, the Prophet ﷺ tells them that, what do you mean by son of God? Do you mean like how how me and you have children, that I have a wife,
a so-called biological child,
son,
for the sake of argument?
Yeah, they stated no. This is not what we mean. We mean that he is such of a high person, da'wah al-karama, that he has such of a high prestige that he is the son of God.
It's as if he's the son of God. It's a figure of speech. Would I be right to say that?
Even to a point, yeah, because they state that. The Arabs, you Arabs state that Ibrahim is Khalilullah,
God's friend.
If that's the correct translation of the words God friend, if that's the correct translation of the word Khalil, we'll leave that inshallah ta'ala for later. But what I want to emphasize on here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is denying here in this verse, as understood even by al-fuqaha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a son, even in this manner, even in this point, where they call him son of God. Meaning what? Meaning that he's such a high prestige where he becomes the son of God. Meaning what? Meaning that he deserves to be worshipped. He doesn't have to worship. Why? Because he's the son of God. He doesn't have to, for example, he doesn't have to go through punishments or pains that us human beings go through, for example, and the different, you know, attributes that are precisely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is impossible. Why? Because there is no qaraba, there is no family lineage between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creations.
But they don't mean family lineage. They mean that He's so high status, it's as if He was God's
son. As if He was the family lineage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that.
It's very unacceptable and to Allah, as we see in the next verses too.
And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
But it's okay for Him to have a close friend. Khalil Allah.
That's not the meaning of close friend. That's not the meaning of Khalil. That's the because the Prophet told the same things to the Christians at that meeting, at that assembly in Mecca. And they stated that you guys say Khalil Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, what is the meaning of Khalil? The meaning of Khalil is the person that always returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. That is why he is called Khalil, Khalilullah. That is the meaning of Khalilullah. It means that he is Abdullah. He is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike if you call him, for example, the son of God. The Prophet told him, one day you're going to call him the father of God. One day you're going to tell him the brother of God. One day you're going to call him the uncle of God. When you call him that person is out of being a servant. He is not a servant anymore. He is a God himself.
So anything that raises the human being beyond being a servant is unacceptable.
Ghulun.
I think that's a good place to take our break, but we will continue this discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 88 and onwards from chapter 19, chapter Mary of the Quran. And they say the compassionate has taken a child. And the next verses reveal that this is very, very unacceptable to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have indeed asserted a terrible thing. The heavens are well nigh rent thereby. The earth split asunder. The mountains made to fall down in ruins. That they should claim for the compassionate a child. We have two questions here. First of all, it seems that the heavens, the earth, the mountains have an understanding of God. They understand God and they have a relation with God. That they would respond to such a claim in such a serious manner. Is that right? Do the mountains have an understanding of God subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Here it could be understood in two manners. These sentences, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ. It's either like a figure of speech of your words are so ballistic, are so, you know, out of theory. Your words are so...
ridiculous.
Not only ridiculous, but they are so unjust.
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious is also a good word. That this will happen and this and that will happen. Or, secondly, yeah, like how you stated. Your words are so out of theory. Their words are so out of logic or out of rationality that the skies are going to splinter. What are you saying? This is crazy. This is hectic. Yes, the samawat, the ard, all of them have this, you know,
understanding,
but to their own level.
And the second question is, why is God responding so intensely to this claim?
Al-kibru rida'uhu. Pride is his cloth. It's also...
His garment?
His garment, yeah, it's his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like to share this pride. Whoever fights for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him. Now, al-izzatu lillah.
Honor is God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly, when you have to glorify God here in this manner. Where if I have a son, then it means that there is someone else who has authority. And we've talked about this before. The authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon everything. No one could run away from his kingdom. This power that he has, azza wa jal, is not shared with anyone else. And if we accept it, it is shared with someone else, then one has to pay attention. Because why? It will become what? Corrupt. When it becomes corrupt, all of humanity, all of order, will be corrupt as well.
And actually, verse 92 says, it is not fitting for the compassionate to take a child, which pretty much confirms what you're saying. He's so high that God subhanahu wa ta'ala in his status wouldn't take a child. He wouldn't be God in that case. So to sum up, there are two reasons why this is unacceptable. First of all, it takes the person beyond being a servant. And anything that takes a human beyond being a servant is completely unacceptable.
Shirk, it's shirk billah.
And second thing is that it creates authority that doesn't actually exist, because in Arabic culture, being a son means that they have privileges that others don't have. They don't need to respond to their fathers in some issues. And they have authority that their father, over even in some cases over the father. And that is unacceptable to God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is on the interpretation, of course, that we stated. That the meaning of son here, that he has taken a son as, you know, raised him to a higher level. Right? And on the tafsir or the interpretation of having a biological son, it's more clear as well.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all the time that we have, unfortunately. If you missed the program, don't forget that you can download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Till next week, and a lot of studying. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.